Welcome back to another episode of Parents at the Dark. I am, as always, Joe Kloss.
And I'm Jen Kloss.
Hope everyone's doing okay. It is Saturday, the night before Easter. We just got done putting all the Easter stuff up for Harley, which, if you were listening to last week's episode, is a lot of crap. I think the one thing that sucks about hiding eggs for kids is trying to find them the next day and remembering where you hid them. You ever had that growing up where it'd be like a week or two later and you would find a hidden egg that even your parents forgot about?
Never a week or two, but maybe like a couple hours.
A couple hours?
A couple hours and be like, oh yeah, look, I found another egg. But never like a week or two later.
Nah, there was sometimes, you know, especially, you know, it was me and my two sisters. You have three eggs. You want to make sure that you had enough eggs for each person. So, if, let's say you do 10 of each kid, then you're at 30 eggs. It's a lot of eggs. Right now, I mean, we did 15 for her. And that's hard to keep control and remember where everything is.
It was me and my sister, and we always did the hard-boiled eggs. So it was just 12 eggs between the two of us. And that was it.
Really?
Yeah.
Every year?
And every year. And then we would eat them, like hard-boiled, and we would just peel them and eat them. And then my mom would make egg salad sandwiches for breakfast. Or egg salad bagels.
Egg salad bagels. That sounds good.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was our, and we had our baskets. That was it.
Cool. Do you ever think, you know, this is a little side dad joke. Do you think Saturday ever gets mad? Because, you know, Friday's good, and then Sunday's Easter, and Saturday's just in the middle, like, well, what the fuck about me?
Oh, my goodness. Total dad joke.
Right? Saturday, he's just in the middle. But
he's
hey,
how you doing, guys?
I did actually look at the calendar, and it's supposedly Easter Saturday in, I think, Australia. Well, yeah, because Australia is on a whole... How many hours are they ahead of us?
I'm not quite sure on that.
I think 12.
So you got yourself a little... cocktail there, and I see you got some jelly beans in there.
Yes, I do.
Easter themed. How is that? It looks weird.
Normally, you know, it's Parents at the Dark. Normally, we like to indulge in a drink or two. You know, kid goes to sleep, mommy and daddy time. And normally it's Hennessy and Sprite. I don't have any Hennessy, so today it is whiskey and ginger ale. And that's actually pretty good. But yeah, I decided to throw in some Starburst jelly beans. And it, like, looking at it, they're just sitting out there. They're not even dissolving or anything. I don't know if jelly beans do dissolve. So it's not really giving any different flavor to it. It literally looks like multicolored ice cubes on the bottom, just sitting at the bottom. But.
Festive.
Very festive. I gotta be festive for that. For the holidays, you know, not the holablaze. That's another episode. So we did a little, kind of like a little, not necessarily survey, but I kind of reached out to people of Facebook this past week and decided to, you know, get some advice and tips about what is easier to raise, a boy or a girl. Granted, now, we only have a girl, so we can't really go off of any, I mean, of what we've known so far, Harley's been really easy. Easiest child that I could think of. Right now, she's getting all emotional as she gets older. But I thought it'd be interesting for the people that maybe, you know, they say like, oh, boys are easier or girls are easier. You always wanted... the boy, right? I already got all that.
So, at first, before Harley, yeah, I wanted the boy.
But until you met me.
Yeah, until I met you. But my whole thought process was, I want a boy first, and then a girl, so the boy can protect the girl.
Yeah, be the big brother.
That's right. But God had different plans for us, which I couldn't have it any other way. I love it.
Yeah, so I thought it would be cool to like hear what the people had to say, you know, some friends. And we got some responses. We'll talk about them more later, but I thought that since we started off with Easter, I thought it'd be pretty cool to like give some little Easter facts and everything, you know, and at least do that way it's not just a short episode about the boys and girls with the Easter being tomorrow and everything. Might want to know some facts about
So,
Easter.
but okay. So when before we had Harley, did you always want to have a girl first, or did
I
you want
did.
to? You did.
I always
I
wanted
didn't
that.
know that about you.
I told you that. I wanted the girl. I wanted that little baby girl, you know? Daddy's girl. And I got her, and she's the best thing. Best child ever. Every other child, pfft, nothing compared to our child. Our child kicks every other child's butts.
Every parent says that about their kid.
I know. But she's a pretty cool kid. I love her to death. You know?
So, if we were to have another kid, do you want that boy, or do you want that girl? Are you okay with whatever happens, happens?
Well, you know, I feel like from a man's perspective, you want that boy to you know, to carry on the Claus name or whatever your last name is, to carry it on, you know, because if you only have the girls, they get married, they don't have the last name, and then their children don't have it, and then that name just ends. I'm the only boy, you know, I got my two sisters. But so it is like up to like I don't know up to me quote unquote to continue the name, but no matter what happens with this next kid, whenever we do have another kid, I'll be okay with either one. Like if we had another little Harley, obviously it would be fucking cool, little girls. But I would be outnumbered.
Oh
That
yeah.
could come back and kick me in the ass when they're like in their teens. No, Dad. Dad, don't do that, Daddy. Mommy, and then you come in and kick my butt too.
Well, okay, so in my family it's just me and my sisters. And on my dad's side is him and his two brothers. My mom is her and her sister. So to carry on my mom's maiden name, because obviously they didn't have any boys, my grandparents, she gave me her maiden name as my middle name to carry that name on.
Yeah, but you're not gonna give that middle name to one of our kids, will you?
My maiden name?
Yeah.
No, but if that was something that I truly felt like I had to, you know, pass on, because, you know, my dad, he just has us two girls, that's it. So the name kind of died with him.
Well, that was like my mom. My mom's got her three sisters. It was all girls. So my grandpa's name, last name ended right there, Quill. It's all girls. And then, I mean, Dad has his other son and daughter down in Texas. But alas, I remember, I'm not really close to them, but of the last I remember, I don't think his son has any kids. I know his daughter has some, but obviously she doesn't have the last name. But anyways, going back to what I was starting off earlier, Easter Sunday's tomorrow. Great celebration. Talk a little bit about our time growing up as kids with Easter. But I thought it'd be interesting to start off with some facts about Easter, which these are like new facts, so it's up to date and everything. But the first one is 90 million chocolate Easter bunnies are made each year.
I believe it.
90 million.
I believe it.
They say each year, though. Do you think there's other times during the year that people buy Easter chocolate Easter bunnies?
No.
Do you think that you have Easter, And then obviously you have a few days after Easter that they have the candy that they have the sell of. And then the rest of the year there's no Easter bunny, chocolate Easter bunnies.
Have you ever seen a chocolate Easter bunny
I've
outfit?
never really
Oh,
gone looking for one.
maybe, oh man, I forget what the name of that chocolate is. It's in
Which
a
one?
gold wrapper, the gold bunny wrapper.
I have no idea.
Maybe those may still sell throughout the year, but other than that, that's it, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's a lot just for one holiday. But I feel like maybe they just have them for the rest of the year, and someone might be interested to just buy a chocolate bunny. But anyways, next fact is the largest Easter egg ever made was 37 feet high. They said this thing weighed like 5,000 pounds.
What was inside of it?
It was just hollow. I didn't really look. It wasn't like edible or anything.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were like, we're gonna make this giant egg, and then we're gonna have the kids break it open, and it's gonna be filled with candy, like a piñata.
No, it was like a statue, like a metal egg. That's why it weighed so much. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was interesting. The next fact is Easter in Ethiopia is called, I'm gonna not pronounce this at all, but it looks like Fasica.
Fasica?
Fasica, Fassika. Just a little fact. I mean, you can take it or leave these facts, whatever. It's just something that just to learn if you want to. Easter Bunny legend began in Germany.
Feel like I knew that.
That's such a. Do you? Are you?
But
Am I
isn't.
the only one that thinks that the whole Easter Bunny thing is fucking creepy?
Yes,
Like
I
a.
had a horrible nightmare when I was a kid of the Easter Bunny, and Easter Bunny always freaked me out. And even now, yeah, obviously I'm an adult, but even now I just think it's weird.
It is weird. Like you got Santa, Santa lives up in the North Pole, makes toys for kids all year round and everything. But the fucking Easter Bunny is a full-size grown-ass Easter Bunny hopping through your house, eating carrots and leaving a basket. That's as creepy as a tooth fairy stealing your teeth.
I had a really bad dream one time, and
Please
after
tell.
that,
Please tell your dream. Everyone is itching to know.
after that I was like, fuck this Easter Bunny thing, I'm good. I don't remember if it was even around Easter when I had this dream, but I dreamt that, obviously this is back in the 90s. This huge Easter bunny's coming, hopping through my house, and I wake up and I find the Easter bunny, and the Easter bunny has like a backwards hat on, and like look like Flavor Flav, right? The big old claw,
A Flavor
and
Flav Easter Bunny? That's scary
yes,
enough.
and he was so mean, and he was jumping on my bed and just being mean, and I wake up and it's my dad bouncing on my bed trying to wake me up. My dad had just had back surgery and I kicked him right square in the back. Oh my
Oh, so he
gosh.
was faced away from you about jumping up and down? To wake you up for Easter.
To wake me up.
Did the Easter Bunny go, Easter Bunny, like Flavor
It was creepy to me, and I hated it. And I mean, that's the part of the dream that I remember. I'm sure there was more, but
Yeah,
yeah,
that's creepy.
it is creepy.
Are you a fan of Cadbury eggs?
I am. I love it. My favorite Easter candy.
More than 1.5 million eggs are produced each year.
I believe it.
Now, those candies are available all year round.
Yeah.
Right? Those you
Yeah.
see. Okay, so what's the difference between that and the fucking chocolate Easter bunnies?
I don't know.
Okay, then. You were asked saying earlier, stop pointing at the television.
The weather's on. I'm a grandma,
God,
okay? I
I'm
have
trying
to
to
see.
do the, like, if it's not pouring your water or baking your pies, it's
The weather.
getting, distracted by the weather. I couldn't even think of a fucking word. All right, next fact. Painting eggs originated from a Ukrainian tradition.
Oh, I think I knew that one too.
No, don't try to impress our fan, okay?
I'm not your fan.
Every episode we talk about this fan. You know, there's that one person that's listening, like, huh, that's me.
It's me,
Who's been there since day
Jessica.
one. You know, some of these episodes get a good amount of view or listen, so there's got to be someone that, like, listened to one and they're like, oh, wait a minute. These are actually pretty interesting. Let me listen to more. Either
Oh,
that or it's
or
the
they
same person
listen and
over and
go,
over.
these assholes are crazy. Let me listen to another one.
Exactly. Next fact, in Germany, it is illegal to dance on Good Friday.
Okay,
I know.
interesting.
So, in other words, for them, it's Sad Friday. Easter is celebrated on the. Which I did not know this, Ben. This is really weird. But also, make you think about it, it's common sense. Easter is celebrated on the Sunday after the full moon, following March 21st. So, after March 21st, the Sunday after the first moon is Easter. So, that's why Easter is a different date every year. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but it makes sense.
That, yeah, like you think about it, why is it different every year?
Especially if you think about it like in a the religion side of it, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Like, 'cause besides the religious part of it, it's the only holiday that is a different date every year. Every single other holiday is the same every year. So yeah, I mean that's all I really had for the facts. It's short little facts. But
You didn't have any peep facts? How many
no,
people out there like
I
peeps?
hate peeps.
A lot of people like
They
peeps.
did not actually have any facts of peeps on the
You
website
wanna
that I
know
looked.
a weird fun fact about me? You probably don't know.
Probably do know it, but go
You probably don't know it.
ahead.
But I like to eat the peeps stale.
I do know that. You told me that.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the weirdest things you ever told me, and
Well.
I literally asked myself, why would you tell me that? I didn't ask for that. Do you remember if you had any specific type of toys growing up for Easter, or were they just always baskets? Did you have, in other words, did you have any like specific Easter one year that just sticks out to you? 'Cause I definitely have a few that I can think of off the top of my head.
Not really. My parents really didn't go all out like
No.
it was like for Christmas. I think maybe one year for Easter we got like a scooter or maybe a bike or something or rollerblades, but if that, I don't even think if that. It was just baskets, little stuff here and there. Mostly stuff to do outside, like spring stuff like chalk
Oh
and
yeah, it starts getting
bubbles and
warm.
stuff like that. And as we got older, then clothes and things like that. But no, not anything like Christmas. Not really.
One of the ones that really stick out to me one year, we got Super Nintendo for Easter.
What?
Yeah.
That's a Christmas gift.
That was back when Dad would get the new systems every time, like as soon as they came out, he would buy them and give them to us. He always claimed that he won them at some Super Bowl party, but Mom would always say, no, he bought them. She didn't believe him that he won them. She thinks that he just went out and bought them. But I remember that. And then one Easter, I remember it's actually on VHS. This was when I was younger, so I still believed in the bunny. And I had some popcorn congested, like, rolled up into a fucking shape. But you know how they would have those old ass popcorn balls that literally tasted like it was just glued together from with some gelatinous crap. It tasted awful. I had one that was in the shape of an Easter bunny, and in the video you see me look at it and I go, "What is this?" And I threw it off to the side. And now I think about it, like after when I found out that there was no Easter bunny, that my mom and dad were probably like, "This fucking asshole. We bought him this thing and he tosses out to the side." So those are the two that I like specifically remember, 'cause that same year that I threw the popcorn ball thing,
Popcorn bunny.
Stephanie had gotten something in her Easter basket, and then she like put it on the ground, and then she saw an egg and went to run for it and slipped on the toy, fucking face first into the ground. Dad's recording, it cuts off, and the next scene it's back up and she's bawling her eyes out. She get that. I think Dad took a lot of those VHS videos and put them on DVD. I should ask him to borrow some of those. We should watch them. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I mean, it's crazy how he could put them on DVDs, because do they even have VHSs anymore? Do they even sell VHS
No.
anymore?
No.
No, so that's really the only way to watch your home videos. Either that or open the camera a little window and watch it like that.
If you have that type of camera now people don't have that camera no more.
My dad had it, but it was no sound. So you could see the picture and everything, but it was no sound at all. And then if you close it and you look through the eye thing to film, it was in black and white with no sound or
Really?
anything. Yeah.
That's old.
Yeah, it's old. I mean, it's when we were 10, 11, 12 years old. So you got to think going on 20, 21, 22 years almost. It's a long time. Yeah.
So what else you got?
Well, I mean, that's it for the Easter that I could think of, unless you could think of anything else.
No, like I said, it wasn't like a big, we did Easter morning, like at, most people do. Egg hunt, do all that.
Did you do your egg hunts
Then we go
inside
to
or outside?
church. Always inside. I don't
See?
think we ever did one outside. Maybe at my grandparents' house one or two times, but no, but then we went to church after that, and then went to my grandparents' house. That was really,
Yeah.
it wasn't like how Christmas is a big, ordeal, and it was more like Easter is more like chill with your family,
Eat some
and it was
food.
more about the religious side of things
Yeah.
in my household,
We
you know.
used to do the egg hunt inside, and then if we hosted Easter, we would do the egg hunt outside for the cousins and everything. Hold on, we have a special guest on the phone. Hello. What's up, babe? Well, we're in the middle of a podcast and you're on speaker, so say hello to the people. Well, we first started off talking about Easter and how it was growing up with Easter and everything, and how it's changed with what we do for Harley. And then our next topic is going to be if boys or girls are easier to raise. And a few people that we know gave some advice and tips on who was easier.
So, Andy, since we're on the podcast now, and we're talking about Easter. Do you have a favorite memory of Easter when you were younger?
Just like waking up and like, running into the kitchen and getting an Easter basket with chocolate bunnies and little chocolate eggs, like bunny turds.
Did you have egg hunt at your house?
Yeah, I've had egg hunts. Like my favorite Easter memory as an adult is having beer hunts.
Oh, beer hunts.
Yeah, like you gotta, everyone gets an empty six pack and has to fill it up.
I like it.
That's a
That's
new
pretty
one.
excellent.
So when you did your egg hunt, were they hard-boiled eggs or were they the plastic eggs with like stuff inside?
The ones I'm remembering are the plastic ones, but we egg dyed hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, so in your eggs, in your plastic eggs, what was the best thing that you found in your plastic egg?
Jen has hidden a total of 40 fucking dollars in these eggs for Harley.
Yeah?
$40.
Oh, 40. I thought you said 3
No,
dollars. I was like, wow, big spender.
4-0.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gotta keep topping yourself every year, Jen.
Oh, don't you worry about
We've already discussed
that.
this. Once there's another kid involved, we really can't be doing it like this.
I'll get 40
Well, in a
each.
couple years, yeah, when another kid comes, or in a couple years, as she gets older, she's gonna start being like, man, the Easter bunny's getting cheap.
Yeah, she's gonna be like, where's the $50 bill
Well,
instead
hey,
of the
all I
20?
got was $20 and some lousy eggs. Easter bunny must be losing money.
And some stale peeps.
No, put them in the microwave.
I like my stale peeps.
Did it say a peep?
Hey, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna get back to this podcast. But
Yeah.
are you coming over?
I'll take your comments off the air.
All right.
No, I will, I'll listen off the air.
Okay, are you coming by?
I don't want to have this conversation on your podcast.
All right, then we will talk when the podcast is over, or just shoot me a message.
Okay.
All right, later. Wow, that's like, how many episodes is that now with Andy? Andy's half of our episodes.
You got another special guest? Milo.
Oh, the cat? Do you want to say anything, cat? Happy Easter to the people out there. My mommy and daddy, they're nice, but they covered my nails with some plastic shit. But all right, anyways, let's get to the main subject before we got distracted by Andy. Boys versus girls, which is easier to raise? What advice did people have? So like I said, we had a few people that reached out and actually gave comments. I'll read one and then you read one.
Okay.
Sound good? So, first one I'm gonna read is from RT, who RT is our pastor. And he actually had a lot to say. He started off, the first comment he said was that boys are easier for sure. Which, like, surprised me because he has mainly girls. He said it only gets easier if you parent the first right, which I completely agree. Embrace clear expectations and consequences for disobedience and reward for obedience. Embrace their uniqueness and empower them to thrive, not survive. Embrace the labor it takes to invest in them, even through every sleepless night or inconvenient moment, because you are preparing them to be sent out. Trust the Lord to build your kids into who He has made them to be. Parent kids to be dependent on Jesus above self. world, or even you, and you will love them best. Laugh more than yell. Play with them more than helicopter over them. Enjoy the time you get as a gift because they move out quicker than you think. And he wanted to put in there that they have a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, 12-year-old, 10-year-old, 8-year-old, and 4-year-old. So 6 kids, and I believe only 2 of them are boys. But he said he wouldn't trade it for the world. And oh yeah, and pray more than complain. Pray more than anything else. Pray, pray, pray. So we had a lot to say. RT always has a lot to say. If you're listening to RT, you know it's true. But
we love you, and I love it.
Of course we
love
you.
I love it.
We're calling you out right now. We want you as a future guest. But I completely agree with a lot of that. I feel like, you know, you will say who's easier, boys or girls, but it also matters on how you parent them.
Mm-hmm.
If you're obviously a bad parent, then they're going to rebel, and they're going to make it a lot harder on you, and you're both going to make it hard on each other.
I wouldn't even say bad parent. I would say even if you're overly strict or constantly no, you know, that can revolve in rebelling. So it's hard. Parenting's hard. It's, you know, obviously doesn't come with a handbook, and it's a lot of learning as you go, but it's also surrounding yourself with fellow parents that are parenting the way that you are to help each other, in my opinion. Because if you don't have that mental support system, I feel like then that's when things get harder.
Of course. What is like the like that saying that you hear sometimes? It takes a neighborhood.
It takes a village.
It takes a village.
And it's true. It does take a village. I mean, how many times we're like, I just need a break. I just need a break. And it's not anything. It's not because she's a bad kid or we're bad parents. It's just sometimes you just need a break. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
No, not at all. Who do you have next? You want to go? You want to read one?
I don't even have it pulled up.
Yeah, I thought you said you did.
I do not have it pulled up, but just give me a second here. And let's see what I got. Who do I have here?
But yeah, I really liked what RT said.
I did too. Okay. So, I have, Letty, our friend Letty Ortiz. She says, it depends on the child. My oldest has always been stubborn, and my youngest is a free spirit. Both boys. My two sister-in-laws were good until they became of age and had gotten their periods. And then they became a little bit, in her words, became little bitches. So, again, she's saying that boys are a lot easier until girls hit puberty, it sounds like.
Well, yeah,
I feel like that would be, I mean, I don't know, I was raised with all girls, I don't know how boys are.
You know, it's funny, regarding that, I actually had Googled, like, tips for raising boys and tips for raising girls, which I'll read in a little bit, but you'll start to know a pattern of what the tips for boys are compared to what the tips are for girls. Where the girls are more on the emotional side, because girls are more emotional, especially growing up, and the boys is more of the energy and physical side. And it's so funny, some of these tips where they're like, obviously, it's common sense, but at the same time, sometimes you have to have that reminder, you know?
I mean, we kind of already see it now with Harley with how emotional she is now as a 4-year-old. I can only imagine what's gonna happen when she hits puberty. You know? I mean, I was emotional. I'm still emotional.
Yeah, you are. But not me. Only time I'll get emotional is when we watch This Is Us. Followed by New Amsterdam, because those shows are really freaking emotional.
Well, and you were emotional when we
Oh,
had
when
Harley,
Harley, of course. Yeah, you know, I
when we got married.
I gotta, you know, I gotta, for the fact that I'm a man, tell the men out there I ain't emotional, you know. But, of course, I'm emotional at certain points in my life. We're all, unless you're a fucking robot, you should always have some of those emotions. But with me and maybe men out there in general, we're more stubborn when it comes to our emotions. Like
very
you,
much.
You always tell me all the time you gotta like literally pull teeth in order to get some lovey-dovey stuff out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I show my love for you in other ways. I don't have to like get all sappy-dappy for it. So next person that I have is this girl Dana that I knew from high school. She has a 6.5-year-old daughter and 6.5-year-old daughter and 4.5-year-old son. And these are the things that she told me. She said, daughter was potty trained younger than the son. Daughter is way more talkative than the son. Daughter is more sensitive than son, which we all know. Daughter lost first tooth younger than son. Son still hasn't lost any. Son is more aggressive when playing. Daughter has a bigger imagination. Son gets mad quicker than daughter. So, those, you know, those are the things that I think that come with that was boys and the girls. Girls are more on the emotional side. The boys are more of the physicality side. Do you agree?
Yeah.
I agree, too.
Like I said, we don't have a boy to really compare to, but, yeah.
Oh, I'm starting to taste those jelly beans now. I gotta do another drink. I think that's it, though, right? Or do we have any more?
I have a few more.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We have one
I'm gonna leave you for a few minutes with the people while I go make myself a drink. Would you like another drink, wife?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Let's see. I have one from George, Iris's husband. And Iris, I worked with for a really long time. And she used to actually nanny for us when we were both working. So he says he has two. He has an older daughter and a younger son. And he says depending on the child, but I think depends more on the parents. What you teach them. Maybe wrong, what you teach them, I may be wrong, but raising both with the same rules can be good. So, kind of like the same thing that RT said. It really just depends on the parenting and how you first parent the first one, and then it kind of follows through with the second. Even if it's a boy or a girl. So, yeah. I got one more here. This is from Linda. I call her Linny. Girls are easier before the teenage years. Once they turn 12, their heads spin around on their axles and they speak in tongues. If you incorporate things and roll or explore into any reason, you're teaching a boy with all understanding. After the teenage years, the boys are more interested in boobies and in those lessons. Also, boys require a lifetime of supplies of antibacterial ointment or band-aids. So, kind of like what you said, that they're more physical and always getting themselves hurt. And then they become teenagers and care more about boobies. What do you think?
Don't worry, I'm coming. I agree. I feel like I got interested in boobies pretty young, for a young age, but you know, that's every person's different. But I agree with everything that everyone said. You know?
Do we have one more?
No, I tried. Bridget said something. She pretty much like same thing as long. Along the lines of what everyone else said, where, you know, they both have challenging times, it's different, so you really can't compare. And that's all she really said. Nice and short. So I decided, after hearing all of these people's opinions and putting our own opinions into it, I do what everyone does best, and I went to Google to see what the internet has to say. And I got some pretty interesting stuff where I typed in tips for raising boys, and this is from 2015, so we're going on 6 years ago. This was 20 tips on raising boys. 20. First one was embrace his energy, build a strong relationship, encourage empathy, get physical. So in other words, like arm on the shoulder or the hand to be like, no, don't do that. Spend one-on-one time with them. Focus on effort, not ability. Encourage his interest. Let him play with all sorts of toys. I thought that was really interesting. If they want to play with dolls and stuff like that, don't force them to not play with that. They said let them play with all toys. They're kids, they're playing. Give him responsibilities. Listen to his feelings. Be a role model. Set limits. Get involved. Care for yourself. Focus on the positive. Don't label. Open communication. Let him make mistakes. Show affection. And get outside, because the boys have more energy, so get them outside to drain out that energy. And like I said from the beginning, you know, obviously this is my main most of this is common sense, where you're gonna know this anyways. But if maybe sometime you're like, man, I'm kind of lost, what can I do? At least there's these tips for helping raising the boys. Now that was 20 for the boys. Girls, when I looked up tips for girls, 10. So you're cutting it in half already for girls. So one is encourage assertiveness. So in other words, encourage them to be more social. Specific compliments. So you got to be specific with their compliments. This is all stuff that, like, how it is with Harley. It's so funny how this is so true. Make your praise a reality. So make your praise match reality is what it says exactly. Help her understand why she's left out, which Harley asks sometimes, like, why can't I do that? Why can't you gotta like let them know. Encourage competence, which is like having judgment and stuff. Encourage to play sports. Which, well, that's what we do. Whatever she wants to do, we're gonna encourage it. Don't make assumptions about her strengths and weaknesses. Encourage a healthy body image. Now,
I completely agree with that.
I understand that too, but at the same time, like, where's that line that you encourage it and you don't push it to make them one way or the other in the body image? You know, where's that line drawn that, like, you may get too, you know.
Well, here's my thing. It's like I don't think that you should be like, nope, that's it. You can't eat this, you can't eat that. You have to exercise, you have to do this, 'cause you have to be a size zero. Absolutely not. Because one, not everybody is the same size. And two, like, everybody's beautiful. regardless size, whatever.
Exactly.
So
the only time that I ever stay with the food thing is at night, because they say no matter what, you shouldn't eat before you go to sleep, because it just sits there
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't properly digest. That is the only time that I'll ever tell that kid that she can't eat.
But
If
I'm
she's hungry at
assuming.
night, drink some water. That'll fill you up.
No, I agree with that, but on the same hand, you also have to teach them when they're emotional, food is not the answer nor the friend. And sometimes that for girls it could be hard, but you have to show them, like, just because you're sad, because that's the first thing that girls do, especially breakups. Oh, my boyfriend broke up with me, or my other half broke up with me, so I'm gonna go eat this ice cream or chocolate or whatever. But that's not the answer.
No, it's not the answer. It helps.
But it creates.
Though.
But it. Okay. Well, yeah, because it's gonna make you happy in that in particular moment. But is it gonna solve your problem? No.
No,
but
I mean.
But it creates a problem in the long run.
No, I mean, it's just like, if you really think about it, alcohol. Some people, they have problems, they turn to alcohol to solve that problem. And it doesn't really solve the problem, it just numbs your pain or whatever you're going through for a little bit while you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that one, and then there was prepare her for sexism, which I think is very, very important.
Yeah.
You definitely need to.
Yeah, especially.
You know,
the worst
it's happened to my sisters, to where mom has told them, like, Stephanie at the gym one time, like, she was over nice to someone, and like sometimes even the men would take that as like them being flirty, and like take not necessarily a advantage of that niceness, but interpret it completely different than what you're putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're a good looking female and you're over nice towards a male, they might think that you're hitting on them and that you want something else out of it. So I completely agree with that one. And then the last one was point out positive female role models,
mm-hmm.
which is also a really good one too. So I feel like completely different tips, more for the males over the females, but completely agree.
And a lot of the females is more
emotional yeah.
driven, and it can even it, and it's not about, like, you know, toddlers or teenagers. It goes into adult life. I mean, there's still things like. Like, be specific about a compliment. Okay, you still have to be specific about compliments with me, and I'm 34 years old. So.
Yeah, and, like, the other thing, too, is the sexism.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, that's a big thing, no matter how old you are.
Right.
No matter how old you, like, think about the grandpas right now that are in their 70s or 80s, like, a girl walks by and they're just like, you know, or they make some, like, comment out there about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's sexism.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, back when they were 20, 60, 70 years ago,
it
might
like
not
that.
Have been
mm-hmm.
as frowned upon as it is
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
So
I see it a lot in the salon. Especially with the older men, like you said. Because, you know, that's what they know. That's what they were raised on. They don't know.
Another example of that, too, touchy subject always, is racism.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about, like, our great-grandparents or great-great-great-grandparents or whatever, a lot of stuff happened back then that they thought was okay that nowadays would be completely frowned upon. And completely out of character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's stuff now that still is brought up from so many years ago that someone is like, nope, that's not right. So it's an everyday battle. It's always going to be like this no matter what. Nothing will change about it, and nothing should be changed about a lot of this stuff. But it's just stuff that we need to prepare ourselves when it comes to her. It's going to.
And a lot's gonna change from today until she becomes a teenager. The rules are gonna change. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So after I read all those tips, I Googled all those tips, I found this website that was able to answer the final question of boys or girls, what is easier? So this pertain in 2018. So it's 3 years ago. I'm only assuming not a lot has changed since then. But 54% of Americans say that boys are easier to raise, while only 27% said girls were easier to raise. And 14 said that there was no difference. Since 1947, Americans have named boys as the easier child by varying margins.
Yeah, because it all comes down to the emotions. Because if you think about it, first, girls are ahead of the game versus boys. I mean, you just read someone you know, her daughter potty trained faster than her son.
Yeah.
So they're always ahead of the game. They're always a little bit smarter than the boys. But
I
it
agree.
comes down to the emotion. Like you said it too, where men or boys or what, they don't really show their emotions too often. So they just brush it off their shoulder, no big deal, and go on with their day. Where girls or women, they're like, I'm gonna hold on to this for the next 10 years because you pissed me off or you hurt my feelings or whatever the case may be. And that is where I feel is the factor.
So it's pretty interesting. I read that when it was first asked in 1947, only 42% that boys were easier, and 24 for girls, while 24 is said there was no difference. The same results nearly were identical in 1990, but since then has increased in boys, while the no difference has decreased. So I thought that was really, really interesting. So I guess the final answer is boys. Boys are easier. So you said in the beginning of this episode that you were like, I wanted the boy, but then I got the girl, and I was nervous because of you. Well, now you know, compared to Americans, boys are easier.
Okay, now let's go and ask Carol Kloss, what was easier? Because a poor woman should have had a heart attack 20 years ago.
For the people that know, don't know, Kara Kloss is my mother. And granted, yes, I did put her and my dad through hell. I would actually, you know what? We should have them as a guest one episode and have them just fucking lay it all out. All the dirty laundry of my life growing up and all the fucked up stories that I had. But you know what? I will give it to my mom. I put her through hell. Trust me, I pushed everything, but she always was there. She never, obviously we got in some arguments, like a lot of family does, and but she always believed in me. She always knew that I was destined for something. And I feel like that something that I was destined for is what I'm in the process of doing. We'll always mention about that in the podcast, but we still haven't indulged completely what that is. We will one of these days. So like, that's mainly to keep our one fan interested to listen. Like, what is it? But I feel like I was always a late bloomer. I don't know, my entire life I always was just like, eh, about everything. I never really cared enough.
I never really gave a shit.
Exactly. I never. It's so funny. My mom, one of my mom's best friends growing up, has kids of her own. We always would hang out, always do everything together. And she literally told mom one time, like, you know, Joey's never gonna have a heart attack because he just is so, like, nonchalant about everything. Nothing bothers him. And there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. At the same time, it's also kind of bad because it never really gave me that oomph or push about anything specific in life that I really wanted to do. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword where, yeah, I never worried about anything. I never, like, was nervous about how shit is gonna turn out, but at the same time, I didn't really
strive for more,
strive for anything until just recently.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the thing that I'm striving for now, I'm fucking putting 150% into this bitch, and I'm gonna fucking go to the edge of that fucking ledge and jump off with no parachute and expect to fucking land safely and be good. And once we are comfortable, once I feel comfortable enough to talk about it on this podcast and everything, then that's when we'll get into it and we'll do this and that. But anyways,
but I noticed too with your mom, with you and your mom, even though you put your mom through hell,
yeah,
you are a mom's boy. You love your mama. And you're really close with her. There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course I'm close
with
my mom, you know?
If anybody can pull emotions out on you, it's your mom.
You know, I can't remember if I told you. There was, years before I met you, okay, where I had, been with a woman, and she called me a few days later and was like, you should probably get tested. I went straight to mom. I'm not dad. I went straight to mom. And I'm like, mom, I need to get tested. This girl was like, I may have something. You know what my mom's response was?
Hmm.
Why do you sleep with these dirty girls? I said, I didn't know they're dirty. If I knew they were dirty, I wouldn't sleep with them.
Yeah, okay.
So she took me to get tested and everything. And I don't know if she ever told Dad. I don't know if Dad ever found out.
Well, if he listens, he's finding out now.
He ain't listening.
Yeah, mom's good for holding a secret. That I'll give her.
Yeah.
There's even times, I have to say, I'm more close with your mom than I am with my own mother. And that's a whole nother level.
Does my mom know stuff about you that she keeps a secret?
Mm-hmm.
Even from me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I'm gonna torture it out of her. I'm gonna tell me. So before we go, I thought it'd be fun to bring something back that I haven't really done in a few episodes. Actually, I don't remember last time, but remember when I used to, like, end it on a good note of the good, true stories about the news about kids around the world and, like,
mm-hmm.
the stuff to make you feel good about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
When's the last time I did that?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Because Andy's been on Forget About It.
So this one that I found is from March 22nd. 14-year-old kid, Darius Brown. I couldn't find out where he was from. He's an entrepreneur. He's been doing the unexpected task of making shelter dogs more desirable to be adopted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did he do this, you may ask yourself. Being diagnosed... I wrote this, like, all this whole thing out. Being diagnosed with a speech and fine motor skills delay at the age of two. How do you diagnose someone with a speech delay at the age of two? I don't understand that. But He never let it get in his way of accomplishing his goals. At the age of 8, his skills started to improve as he assisted his sister with cutting fabric and then learning to use a sewing machine. During this time, he discovered his passion for making bow ties. So moved up to 2017.
I've heard about this kid.
Have you really? He was moved by Hurricane Harvey, and he turned his passion into something more, where he began making dog bow ties for these dogs that were homeless from the hurricane and everything. He's donated countless bow ties to shelters and adoption centers throughout the whole world, throughout the US, I should say. He mainly flexes the focus on dogs with disabilities because he knows that they don't get adopted as quickly as other dogs. And some of these photos, you could find some of these photos on Google, and it's so funny seeing the little dogs, the old dogs with little bow ties and everything. And this kid has won like countless awards in his town and everything.
Yeah, I believe he was on the news. I saw him. Like Good Morning
Probably,
America or something like
yeah,
that.
probably he's been
Yeah.
all over the place. Like I said, March 22nd, so that's only 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So this is recent. I thought that was really cool.
That is really cool.
We went from having this disability to improving that, not letting it get in his way, and helping these kids, or not these kids, I'm sorry, helping these dogs to get adopted. Because he also found out that some of these shelters were euthanizing these puppies and dogs, and he didn't like that because he's a dog and cat lover. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it for the for this episode. Do you have anything you want to add on?
No, I think this was a good episode. We
I know.
touched on a lot of fun things,
We got
and
deep a
we did
little
get a
bit.
little deep. But that's what happens on Parents After Dark. So we're here for it. So people can relate and know that they're not alone. And some people are like, man, am I doing this wrong? Am I a bad mom? Am I a bad dad? No, you're not a bad mom. You're not a bad dad. Be patient. Be kind. Be
Be
loving.
different. Be nice. Did you notice, by the way? I don't want to jinx it. We didn't have a soundtrack at all. The
Dude, you
cats were
did
crying.
not hear the car go by?
It was very silent. I don't know if it got picked up. I try to, you know, I have the mic for the people listening out there. I have the microphone connected to the laptop, and you could hear when we talk of like how loud we are, and it didn't really shoot up or anything when the cars drove by. So I don't know. Hopefully it didn't pick up. But thank you everyone for listening. Have a happy Easter. Have a safe Easter. Enjoy being with your family. Even if you're still wearing a mask and separated, at least try to do the best that you can. Be safe, like always. Eat some food. Go to church. Do what you need to do. And yeah, well, until next time, thank you guys.